Today is Masechta Kresos, Daf Ches. I would like to discuss a topic. The topic really goes Daf Tes. Today is Daf Ches, and it's... But the beginning of the sugya is on Daf Ches on the base, and I do want to attempt to come back to a major portion of the sugya really ties into Daf Ches, and if we have time, we'll see if we can connect the dots. The sugya that we will discuss is related to gerus. A ger, in time of Bzman Shebeis Hamigdash HaYakayim, would have three requirements. Number one, was required to be mekabel ol mitzvos. A ger has to accept upon himself that he's willing to observe Kola Torah Kula. Number two, the ger goes to mikvah, stilo b'mikvah. And number three, a ger. A ger is required to bring a carbon. A carbon oil, the Gemara says, he brings two birds. Three requirements. The kabbalas hamitzos, you're willing to, you stay in front of the bezdin, that you are accepting upon yourself to observe every single mitzvah in the Torah, including the dinim derabbanan. It's much harder for a person to become a ger than for an Orthodox Jew to live his life. To be really, it's mind boggling. People who are religious, they're from birth, they slack off. All right, they do a couple of things, and they don't want to do this and do that, whatever. Okay, no one's going to give them a hard time. Life goes on. If you want to be a ger, if you don't want to be like a satma chassid, they're not going to take you. You have to makabel. Okay, there are different types of batei dinim. But al pi halacha, you have to accept every single halacha, every midrabanan, every chumrah. You have to prove your sincerity. It's rough. It's very rough. There are horror stories. Becoming a ger is not a symbol. The different approach, different types about the dinim is manazeh in their approach to how far they make you go and showing your sincerity to be makabel the old mitzvos. Or you just say, yes, I'm a kabbal, the old mitzvahs, and I'm going to grow with the mitzvahs, and as time goes on, we're going to become more and more observant. Okay, that's a different shmuz. But the point is, there must be at least some form of kabbalas ha-mitzvahs. Number two, mikvah. The ger is immersed in the mikvah. Number three, the ger brings a set of korbanos. The topic of Daf Kresos, Daf Ches on the base is a ger called Chushre Kapara. What?
Mila.
I'm sorry. Mila, I'm thinking about a woman. 100%. Not really, 100%. A Mila, it must be a bris Mila. Absolutely. Okay. So we have four requirements.
Is it ger tzedek or ger
tzedek? A ger toshav is a goy that's mekabel l'sheva mitzvahs b'nei noyach. So that's a different story. He's allowed to live in Eretz Yisrael. You don't have to kill him, and you don't have to tell him. Talking biblical times, we don't have to tell. We don't have to do all the rules. Every story. He's mekabel the shemis ve'noyach. He's safe. But a ger tzedek is required to observe four requirements: kabbalas mitzvos, bris mila, tzfila, and to bring a carbon. The topic of Daf Ches Amid Beis is a ger called a mechusar kippurim. We have a halacha, a woman, for example, that gave birth to a child, boy or girl, is not allowed to eat kadoshim until she brings her set of korbanos. When a woman has a boy or a girl, she has to bring two birds, yoledes. She has to bring a set of korbanos, a whole set of korbanos. Until she brings these korbanos, even though she is 100% tohar, she goes to mikvah, and she's tohar, and she could be with her husband, and there are no restrictions, she's not allowed to partake from kadoshim until she brings her korbanos that are required for yoledes. A zav has certain type of emission, which is questionable. If we have bisman hazeh, he is not allowed to eat korbanos until he brings his korbanos. The Mishnah lists four different types of mechushri kippurim. There are four mevin al hazadim kishagig. What are the four mechushri kippurim? Hazava v'hayoledes v'hamitzoyra. Hamitzoyra is also a mechusar kippurim. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Oimer, there's a fifth mechusar kippurim, a ger. Ger mechusar kapara ad sheyizrek olav hadam. A ger tzedek has to bring the fifth requirement, the fourth requirement, to bring his korbanos, his birds. If he does not bring those birds, he may not eat from a korban. Ger wants to bring a korban shlamim. He's invited to partake of a korban shlamim, and he did not yet bring his set of korbanos, his two oilos, as part of the last step of the process. He may not eat from kadosh. The Gemara asks a very simple question: what about the Rabbanon? Why didn't the Rabbanon also include the Ger Tzedek in the list of Mechusar Kippur? Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Omer, again Mechusar Kippur in the Gemara, Tanak Hama, Mai Taimo Loi Toni Ger. Why did the Rabbanon disagree with Rabbi Eliezer? Why do they hold that a Ger Tzedek is not called the Mechusar Kippurim? So the Gemara answers, it's very vague, and there are like five opinions what the Gemara means. Kika Toni, what did the Mishnah list? Midaham, it's an unusual word, it means something. Dimishrei lemechal bekadoshim, something which permits the four people listed in the Mishnah, the Zav, Zava, Mitzayra, and Yoledes, they need their karbanos to permit them to eat kadoshim. Ger, ki komaisi, karbon. When a ger brings a karbon, liachshurei navshi lemeal bekohol. The purpose of bringing the karbon is to permit him to enter Klal Yisrael. In other words, now I'm telling you one interpretation. This is, I think, how Tosfos and Avbeis learns, and the Tosfos Yishonim over here. The ger, the reason why he brings his karbon, it's more fundamental. In addition to allowing him to eat karbanos, he needs the karbon in order to make him a Jew. He's not allowed to marry a Jewess until he brings his karbon. He's not allowed to observe Shabbos. He's not allowed to do anything. He's not considered part of Klal Yisrael until he brings his karbon. So it's more fundamental. The four people listed in the Mishnah, when they bring a karbon, when they bring their karbonos that the Torah requires, it permits them to accomplish one thing only. What is the one thing only? To eat kadoshim. That's the only reason why they need to bring their karbon. Their karbon is a kapara. It's a form of atonement. And after they achieve their atonement, then they can eat kadoshim. A ger tzedek, when he brings his set of karbonos, it's much, far more encompassing. You're right. One of the benefits of bringing the karbon is he'll now be allowed to eat kadoshim. But there are more basic things that are being accomplished. He's now a member of Klal Yisrael. So it's a different league. And therefore, that's why it's not in the list of items in the Mishnah. Yeah?
Well, yeah, it's fine. If you look at the other four, they're coming from a negative state.
Yeah.
Coming out of a negative state.
Bris Milah, Tfilah.
No, it's a Mitzayra.
Yeah,
under there is Chis and Tuma.
Yeah.
He's a Mitzayra. So you need something to bring them out. The carbon helps to bring them out. He's coming not from a negative, but he's also coming from a negative state.
The guy, he's coming from
a negative state.
He's saying something very interesting, which has to be discussed, 100%. But let's just focus on what we have over here, this idea. Okay, now, there's a lot more going on, but I just told you the interpretation of the Gemara according to one opinion. The Rambam has an entirely different approach to explain the Gemara, which maybe we'll get to, maybe not. But it's not the main point I want to make at this moment. I want to go to a halacha in Hilchos Mikvos. Now, I'm not familiar with the details. I really don't know. I don't even know, but it's not important to know the details, just to get the basic idea. When a woman goes to mikvah, bizman hazeh, there are requirements. When a man goes to mikvah, there's no real requirement for mikvah to mikvah at all. You go to tahara, this tzilas ezra, a person is a balkari, has to go to mikvah. And then there's an inyan of going, just even a person not a balkari, different chassidim, they're very into going to mikvah. Okay, whatever it is. But when a woman goes to mikvah, it's serious business, because tzichif karis, a woman is a nida, and in order to remove her, to change her from the status of being a nida, she must go to a mikvah, and that's why a woman's mikvah has to be 100% kosher. There are no leniencies in a woman's mikvah. Furthermore, there are requirements that a woman then did not have on her body a chatzitza. Anything which would be a hefsek would be a barrier between the woman and her body. When a man goes to a mikvah. What?
The water.
in the water. When a woman when a man goes to make mitzvah, also should not be any chatzitz. But if the person, let's say, he has some paint on his body, he has some type of thing which is a chatzitza. It's not the end of the world because the man anyway has no real requirement to go to a mikvah. It doesn't really need anything anyway from me anyway. Al pi halacha, a man bizman hazeh is not even kadashim, is not even truma. So if he's tamei, he's tamei. So the world won't come to an end. A woman, serious business. A woman's going to mikvah. She's chayif karis. If she's a nida, she doesn't go to have a proper tefillah, then she remains a nida. She's not mutter to her husband. She has relations with her husband. She's chayif karis. And so is the husband. There's a chiv kamikatis. So a woman, it's serious business. That's why bizman hazeh, all the women mikvahs, stay really on top of it. And when a woman, before a woman goes to mikvah, she has to make sure that she has her body is perfectly clean. There's no chatzitza whatsoever. And there are many halachas. Now, the truth is, in Shulchan Aruch, and in the Mishnais and the Gemara, there are different types of things which can be upon a person's body, which is not a chatzitza min ha-Torah, but it's a chatzitza mid-Rabbana. There are different levels in how clean a person has to be before he enters the mikvah. A woman going to mikvah for nida is not the highest level. The highest level of chatzitza is eating kadoshim, or eating truma. So there are things which are can be in a person's body. If it's a woman going to mikvah because she wants to be with her husband, it's okay. You don't have to remove from your body. We can be lenient because it's only the karis for going for your husband. But if you're going to eat kadoshim, ooh, kadoshim, you're going to eat karbon, you're going to eat truma, then you are on a higher level. The requirements are strict. Fascinating. You think you can't get stricter than Isha Nida.
What's the punishment? Same karis.
Karis, right. It's karis, Misa De Shemaim. Truma, I think, is Misa De Shemaim. Whatever the reason is, eating, for some reason, the strength, this is the halacha. Why? I don't know, but that's the halacha. There are stricter requirements in the realm of chatzitza for eating kadoshim and truma than there is for a woman going to mikvah. Okay. Here's the question. What about a ger? A ger, now, by the way, bizman hazeh, a ger doesn't need to bring korbanos. This is the Gemara's question. Bizman hazeh, how will we accept converts, bizman hazeh, when they don't have the ability to bring the korban? So the Gemara asks the question. The Gemara says, the pasuk in Torah called the Doro Seichem, for all generations, and the Torah acknowledged that there's going to be a point in time where there is no Beis HaMikdash. So that means that when there is no Beis HaMikdash, then the Ger does not require the Karban. But the Ger does require the Mila, the Kabbalah's Mitzvahs, and requires going to Mikvah. So going to Mikvah is the Matir Patish, it's the last thing he needs to do in order for him to become a full-fledged Ger. Here's the question. When a Ger goes to Mikvah, and you can ask the question two ways. Bizman Hazel, when there is no Karbanos, and number two, when there is a Karbanos, when he goes to mikvah, does the ger, the tefillah of the ger, is it on the same level as a woman going to mikvah for nida, which were lenient, you don't have all of the requirements, or is it on the higher level, the ger has to be perfectly clean before he enters the mikvah, like a person eating kadosh? So let me read you the Rambam. What would you say? What would you, if you would say, I would say like a nida, a ger going to mikvah, he's mekabel the mitzvos, he's not eating kadosh. It's not that going to the mikvah is not what makes him right to eat the kadosh. Especially bizman hazeh, right? Bizman hazeh certainly, because bizman hazeh, there is no kadosh. So bizman hazeh shouldn't be worse than a woman in either. Okay, let's see. Look at the Rambam. The Rambam says, the Rambam here is in Hilchos Mikvos, Perek Beis, Halacha Beis. So this is a certain type of case which I don't have to do with details. If a woman opens her eyes too much, opening eyes too much in the mikvah is a problem. I don't know why, but
when she was tayvel.
When she's tayvel, she's going to the mikvah and she opens her eyes wide open. So it could be that we open the eyes, the eyelids, the water does not get to the back. Could be that's the reason the water does not get to the back of the eyelids or the upper part of the skin because she's opening her eyes so with such intensity, the water is not getting in that area. Or the other way around, she closes her eyes too much. When you open or close your eyes too hard, you affect the skin in that area, and the water is not going to make contact. That's not a kosher tefillah. That's not the only one. Oh, when is that a requirement? That's a stringency. It's a stringency. It's not an ikar hadin. So chumah midrabanan. When the reason she's going to nikvah is because this nida wants to eat truma, or this woman wants to eat from a karban. A nidos tmeya is not allowed to eat kadoshim, is not allowed to eat truma. She has to go to mikvah for that as well, besides for her husband. She has to go to the tumah of the tumah. She wants to go to mikvah only because she wants to be with her husband. She's not even kadosh like bizman hazeh. So then, no problem. She can open her eyes, close her eyes, a lot, a little. Doesn't make a difference. Another halacha. Let's say she just fed her child. So there's some residue on her fingers. It's not a real red. It's not a real chatzitza. She gives the food to her child. She had some mark, some pin mark on her skin. That's not a real chatzitza. She had some eye makeup on her eyes. These are chumras. Today in the mikvah, they're probably very machmir. But mikvah didn't. These are chumras. These type of things mean that it's a kosher tzvila. It's only also midrabanan, these type of things that he lists, whatever they are, the details of the whatever they are. Only leading to horror is kashrut. Tahara for kadashim and for truma is where they established a higher standard. Gashrut leading beila for a husband like gashrut. The cholachait say it's benida litaharos. Anything which is a chatzitza for the higher standard of tahara, chaytzeitz b'shar tameim le'inyin taras, for all people who are tamei. Let's say a person is tamei meis, a person is a mitzora, all different types of tumah. If you want to eat kadoshim, you got to go for the kill. You got to go for the highest level. And then he adds four more words to Rambam. The chaytzeitz and all of these stringencies will also be a chatzitza beger. B'shas tfila. When the ger goes to mikvah, part of the conversion process, when the ger goes to mikvah, he has to adhere to the highest standard of tires. Okay, on the side of the Rambam, we all know that the Ravid and the Rambam didn't exactly get along. Omar Avraham, Aleph Aleph, Omar Avraham. Avraham means Av, that's the name of the Ravid. This also doesn't make any sense. Everything that Rambam said doesn't make any sense. But this also doesn't make any sense. Avze Tama. Lama hikishu lebi'ilas tars. What in the world does the tefila of the ger have to do with tahara? When the ger goes to mikvah, when you're going to mikvah, it elevates him into a Jew. It elevates him. Someone, I remember this Vart, the Hasidish Vart. Someone asked him, why do you go to mikvah? What's all about going to mikvah? He says, if a mikvah can make a goy into a yid, Allah has kama kama can make a yid into a better yid. Okay, whatever that means. The koyach of a mikvah. But when the ger goes to mikvah, he's not going to mikvah to remove tumah. That's not the purpose. Let's say the ger is tahira. Let's say the ger lived on an island, never came in contact with tumah. Or let's say the ger went to mikvah. He went to mikvah for whatever the case is. The ger, the purpose of going to mikvah is a function of becoming a Jew. It's not for the purpose of eating kadoshim. And the biggest raya is even after the ger goes to mikvah, he's not finished yet. In order to eat korbanos, at least according to Rabbi Eliezer, he has to bring the two birds. Okay, the Rabbanan disagreed. The Rabbanan also agreed. The Rabbanan also agreed. You have to bring the two birds because that's another Rambam, which maybe we'll get to. But you know, the purpose of going to mikvah is to become a Jew. It's not for tires. So why should the ger have a requirement of being toivel with the highest standard like a tires? Yeah.
By being a ger.
Yeah.
There's almost like you could say there's a built-in tumah. By being a ger.
You're saying it's tumah. Okay, you're saying interesting svar. You're saying that it's totally in tumah.
Right.
Okay. Again, I hear what you're saying. That's a chiddush. Maybe that's not what the Rama means. Maybe. So the Rama, it's a tumah for tires. Okay. Let's put this aside for the moment for one simple reason. This halacha is directly nogea because the Rambam l'chor is speaking b'zman shabeis and b'shkayim. Not necessarily to deal with truma. Truma can be really unique on miyuchas. But you can learn the Rambam learns only the base hamikdash. So then maybe you'll say the Rambam means, maybe you'll say the Rambam means that since when the ger goes into mikvah, he's going to use this tefillah b'mikvah to eat the karbanos. Is he? I don't know. Is he?
Maybe not.
No. Okay, so maybe you can play around with the Rambam bizman shebeis hamigdash kayim. But let's talk halacha l'maisa bizman hazeh. Now I can tell you from what I've read, maybe I'm making a big mistake, but I've read, they're not so machmir by a ger going into mikvah bizman hazeh. They don't hold that the ger bizman hazeh has all the chumras, they hold it the raivik bizman hazeh. They don't hold that a ger has the chumras of tefillah on the higher standard bizman hazeh when he goes to mikvah. Period.
So he's going like a regular Jew will go.
Like a woman would go.
No, that has chumras.
That has chumras. That's not the highest level. That has chumras.
But the highest level doesn't apply anymore.
Oh, that's what I want to discuss. Does it not really apply bizman hazeh? Here's the very beautiful Avnei Nezer. Here's the Hakira I want to present. Oh, we'll come back to this next trial. Kalach l'maisa. When a ger goes to bizman hazeh, maybe the ger has to go with even a higher level of chatzitza than a woman going to a mikvah. Why? What will happen Yirtz Hashem bizman when the Beis Hamikdash will be rebuilt? Will all of the gerim from all the previous generations, will they be required to bring a karba? Now we have the drash in the Gemara. The Gemara says l'doro sechna bizman hazeh. Bizman hazeh, a ger does not need to bring a karba. A ger has bris milah, kabbalat mitzvos, goes to mikvah. He is finished. He's a full fledged Jew. All of a sudden, Mashiach is seated as a Beis Hamikdash. Everyone is running to bring karbanos, and they shech the karban shlamim. Everyone goes, and they shech the karban shlamim, and everyone goes to mikvah. Hazad paraduma. Everyone is tar. Everyone goes to mikvah, and they say to the ger, "Oh ger, here, take a piece of meat. Take a piece of the karban shlamim." Is the ger when the Beis Hamikdash initially was the ger? Will he be allowed to eat a carb piece? Will he be allowed to eat shkadashim? Forget about it. Is the ger, will he be required when the Beis Hamikdash is rebuilt to bring the korbanos that he could not bring bizman hazeh? Will suddenly all gerim, will make an announcement, all gerim, line up. Your yahadus has now been suspended. The only reason why you're allowed to practice your lives as Orthodox Jews of all 2,000 years of Golus was because there was no Beis Hamikdash. You were not able to bring the korbanos. But now that we have a Beis Hamikdash, you have to bring the korbanos. And until you bring the korbanos, you don't get an aliyah.
What are you trying to say?
Yeah.
That a ger, a yid, still has the stigma of being a ger.
There's a pasuk. The pasuk.
You put a label on him. Does he have to carry that label? Up to what point?
Right. Yes. Yeah. A ger has requirements. A ger is not allowed to marry a kohenis. There are requirements.
Even if he brought his korbanos, he can't marry a kohenis.
That's right. A ger is a ger. There are limitations. There have to mess a ger. A ger has a lot of miles, but there's yichus. The laws of yichus. A ger cannot marry a kohenis. There are restrictions. A ger, even the ger, does have a stigma. He does. That's
so
the way it is.
He still has that label.
Now, yes, there's another label. Another label. Yes, he does. There's no question about it. A ger has the stigma of being a ger. Absolutely.
No, it's passed on generations. That's what we're asking.
Is it passed on? Maybe
once.
Okay, let's just take the ger himself.
Grandchildren are.
It's complicated. I don't know the answer. It's a complicated question. You're asking a very good question. But here's the question. The question is the ger. Now, the truth is, the Gemara says that when a ger is vana, this is the machalikas and the ramlul, the whole the sugi, this itself is a big sugi. Ger is vana zeh. The Gemara says he should set aside money. This money will be for my karbanos. And he puts the money in the closet. That's really the next stuff. That's stuff test. He puts the money in the karbanos, and that's part of the conversion process. Mila, Tzvila, Kabbalas Mitzvos, here's my money for the Korbanos, here it is. Put it away in escrow, put it away in an account, and when the Mishlam, then it'll bring it. The Gemara came along, and the Gemara said they will mavatal this. Because there's no Mikdash, someone's going to find the money, and they'll buy donuts with the money, and they'll be nichshol in kachem. So they will mavatal, but the Ikra didn't really. So here's the dilemma. Okay, we have to talk. Here's the dilemma is, This is a hakira which is not resolved. Everyone agrees. There's no question about it from our Gemara that the Gemara says that the ger bizman hazeh must set aside money mikar hadin for the korbanos that will be offered when the mikdash will be kaim. Everyone agrees that when the mikdash will be kaim, gerim will have to bring korbanos. That's a given. The question is, the korbanos that they bring, is that just a hiddur. It's a nice thing to do, but it's not ne'akev whatsoever in their being full-fledged Jews. So let's say there's a law, and let's say there's just not enough time, and someone brings them meat of a carbon meat. He can eat the meat. He's a full-fledged Jew. There's no equal of in him bringing korbanos b'zman shabbos and mishkayim in order to continue his geiris. That's one of them. He'll bring korbanos, but are the korbanos just a hiddur? It's a nice thing to do. It's a mitzvah which will be done. Or no, now there's a Beis HaMikdash, we reassess. Now the Gzeres HaKosov of Lidoy Roy Seichem, which allowed him to become a ger until now no longer applies. Now you can bring the carbon, and then continue, and then everything will continue as it was. It's not that you're going to become old. It just, you have to, he's a ger, he always was a ger, he doesn't lose any credit, doesn't lose any time. It's just now you have come to a point in time where you have an obligation, you must bring the due obligation. So l'chayra, that would have a make an afkamina. That would make an afkamina b'zman hazeh if the ger needs a tefillah that is a higher level of kadosh. In other words, if you hold that the tefillah that you do not need in any shape or form, you do not need a new carbon. When the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt, you don't need the car. You finish. Bizman Hazed, there's no Beis HaMikdash. The only thing you need is, it's like your grandfather. Your grandfather into Yemos HaMashiach. Bizman Hazed, all the requirements are Tzilah, Kabbalah Mitzvos, and Mila. Okay? You had Tzilah, you finished.
You need a fund then.
It's only a hiddur, as I told you.
Isn't there such a thing as a hiddur by a carbon?
There is. That's the Gemara. The Gemara, that's not test. That's a separate issue. That's not test. That's okay. The Gemara. The Gemara says you should do. The Gemara said because it's not called the Gemara, but the Gemara wants it to be done. But it's not an ikur. It's not a requirement. It's not done. It's okay. That means going to mikvah is really going to upgrade you to the full-fledged status of a Jew. And when the Mikdash will be rebuilt, you could immediately eat Kadoshim because of this tefillah. So there is because of the tefillah b'zman hazeh, because the person has gone to Mikdash, assuming it does not become tamei, assuming, let's make that's a massive assumption, but assuming he goes to Mikdash right now, the Mikvah is going to be mitar him from his tumah. Does a lot, mitar from his tumah. If tomorrow there'll be a Beis HaMikdash, you're not going to need to bring a new set of korbanos. So it's this tefillah b'mikvah that's going to allow you to eat kadoshim. So l'chora, it's just like a person going to mikvah in order to eat kadoshim. And when you go into mikvah to eat kadoshim, it has the higher standard. Therefore, we should require him with a higher standard. But if you tell me that when the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt, we're not going to let him eat kadoshim. We're going to require him to bring the korbanos in order to eat kadoshim. So he's not finished. So what's the purpose of this tefillah he's doing now? The purpose of this tefillah for the time being is only to allow him to be a Jew, to marry a Jew, to live like a Jew, to be accepted as for a minion, to be a full-fledged Jew. But it's not allowing him to eat kadoshim. Because when the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt, he will be, before he can eat kadoshim, before he can do anything for that matter, he will be required to bring his karbon, and then it's entering into a new phase, and it could very well then be that then he'll be required to go to mikvah a second time. The tefillah, what he's doing right now, is not enough to bring him into a state of kadoshim for the future. He's going to have to do other things, so he's not entering into that league. So right now, you're only entering into a league of simple things, of nothing more than what a woman who's in need and needs to do in order to be with her husband, then you would not need to be held to the higher standard of tefillah. So this is the dilemma. This is the dilemma. Does, and it appears from how the halachic from that I've seen that we're not machne. They don't treat a ger that goes to mikvah any more stringent than they treat a woman who goes to nida. Whatever was required for nida, that's required for ger, not more. You'll have a shaila, complicated shaila, I'm sure there are. I don't know the details, but I'm sure in the mikvah there are very complicated questions with women have a chatzitza today in this modern world. You can imagine what goes on. I'm sure there are different cases, and I'm sure many cases, it's only the rabbanon, and we'll make them. But when it comes to eating taharas, l'chara, there's a higher standard. A ger, I'm sure there are ger, which also have major complicated issues, different medical procedures, different things, different who knows what. So, we'll make it. Being makel, you could play around with it. If you want to makel, the simplest way to be makel is to say, when Mashiach will come, you will enter into a new phase. The new phase is being upgraded in order to eat.
But he has to bring a carbon.
That's for the karma. He must.
So he's a second-rate citizen because of that.
It's not a second-rate citizen. Being a ger, converting requires
four
things.
So he's in limbo.
He's not in limbo.
Because he has to bring that karma.
If you want to call that limbo, fine. If you want to call him, maybe it's fine. Maybe he's in limbo. Maybe in a chanami. But it's the Torah sanctions this. The Torah says, L'doy Raseichem. Today, for all practical purposes, all you need to do to be 100% observant is to do three things. Oh, but the Torah says you need to bring a carbon, but the Torah also says that if there is no Beis HaMikdash, you don't bring a carbon. So you know worse than every single other person in this world, a woman is a Yoledes. She needs to bring Karbanos. Every time a person is Machal Shabbos Meshoy, he needs to bring Karbanos. So the Ger is no worse than any holy rabbi that also needs to bring Karbanos for all of his obligations. No different than anyone else. So in order for him to now be upgraded to his new status, he's set. So you now, this is the most unique to do. It's since in your world, you're living in a world now where you're not even in the realm of Karbanos, your tefillah does not in any way need to be on the higher level of Taharis. But if you're telling me, no, you're grandfathered into the next generation. When you go to mikvah now, you're finished. And when it comes to Yom HaMashiach, you don't need to bring a carbon. Okay, the Gemara says bring a carbon because, you know, it's just a nice thing to bring a carbon. It's a hiddur to bring a carbon. But you don't really need to bring a carbon. That means that when you're going to mikvah right now, technically speaking, this mikvah, if not for the problem of Tumas Meis, everyone today is Tumi Meis, so that's a very big problem. But if not for the problem of Tumas Meis, the tefillah you're doing right now technically can allow you to eat Kodashim. Oh, really? Eat Kodashim? You're entering in that phase to eat kodashim. So maybe we should be strict and we should require a higher level of tefillah than a woman who goes to need the bisman hazeh. This is the dilemma. Now the only thing I want to point out is that what is when there is a Beis HaMikdash and you do bring a karbon what exactly is the purpose of the karbon? So I'm really playing around with you and telling you the purpose of bringing the carbon is what makes you a full-fledged Jew. It elevates your Kedushas Yisrael. From the Rambam, it's Mashma, it's not so. There are four parts to Geirus. Sila, Mila, Kabbalah, Mitzvahs. The fourth part is carbon. The part carbon is in the category by itself. From the Rambam, it's Mashma, the full-fledged Geirus, even when there is a Beis HaMikdash, is the Tzila Mila Kabbalah Mitzvahs.
No carbon.
The carbon is just another thing to take you over the top. To take you into a state where you can bring Karbanos. It's a different league. It's not part of the Iker Chelik of being called a Jew. So then you're entering into a whole new world altogether. So then, how does that play out Bizman Hazeh? If we assume, if we learn very simple, that's how we're learning now. Is that if there is a Beis HaMikdash, you need all four components, to make you Jewish. If you're missing component number four, you're not Jewish. So Bizman has that you don't need component number four. So does that mean your grandfather? Because that you're grandfathered or you're not grandfathered? Okay, but if you hold that you don't even need the fourth, you don't even need the carbon, even when there is a Beis HaMikdash, your full-fledged Kedusha, then the dynamics of how this would play out would possibly be different. How is it different? It's a little bit complicated for me, so I can't explain. That's so good to itself. But these are just some ideas, at least walk away with some appreciation of the four different types, of the four steps of the process. Bizman Hazeh, there are three steps. What's going to be Liyasalavo? Going to Mikvah, there are two different levels of going to Mikvah. A ger bizman hazeh, in what state is he entering? Is it like a woman going to mikvah? Is it a higher level? These are just some ideas to gain a greater appreciation into these issues. Have a nice day.